This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Well, thanks for still listening. We haven't had an episode. Wednesday?
Yeah. It's been a bad week. It's been a bad week, guys.
It's been, yeah.
A good week, but a bad week as far as us doing our due diligence. We have not.
You've just been busy, yo.
No. So we got the whole gang here for this episode. Yeah.
Hello.
So hi. Sasha and Nick here.
First time we've appeared together.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's true.
Big, yeah. You guys get way too excited to be on here. Like, this isn't a big deal. You guys need to, like, up your standards.
Who said I was excited?
I don't know.
You feel I'm obligated. Excited.
Wait, yeah. Now I feel bad.
I think they feel obligated.
Right.
These are always super fun, and we laugh the whole time. So it's a good way to start the day. Like, yes. Honestly, if I'm not being a jerk.
It's like, yeah, this is true. It's true. So anyway, yeah, so Nick has now kind of named himself as the fact checker for
that
the
was
show.
Your job. How do you feel like giving up those reins? That used to be your job.
Well, because
you were the fact Google everything. Every time when we were on the radio, every time I would start a sentence, her hands would instantly go on home row. Like instantly.
And so now
that's your gig?
I'm here for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Home
you
row
watch
right
him,
now.
Because he bends the truth. He can stretch just every once in a while.
Yeah.
You just gotta kind of watch him. But he says he does it in the name of entertainment, but that's
no, it's like on Jurassic Park. Like my DNA is my story, and I just fill it in with frog DNA. So it's kind of the same. It's kind of the truth.
So does that make sense? That's pretty
close
good, right?
Enough.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So a couple Facebook notes for today. First off, I reposted something my mother posted, of all people.
Did you ever think you would say that sentence?
Nope. I sure didn't. And as it turns out, it's now like the most favorite post I've ever posted in my entire life.
Wow. Good job, Judy.
Yeah. So mom posted. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Where is it at? I haven't posted that much, have I? Oh, God. So anyway, it just says, it's just a stupid little card, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just says, nothing like a little tomato soup to soothe the soul, even if it's cold over ice with a celery stalk and vodka.
Yeah, that's totally a mom post too, right?
Right?
There,
and
sure.
It's just like blown up. I'm like,
is this Sunday morning?
Right.
This
is
was,
it? Is this Sunday
was
morning?
It was 5 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
I reposted it 5 days ago. So she posted on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Getting a little buzz on.
Perfect day for a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, which is every day.
Yeah.
I was like, okie dokie. So now the next one is, we love doing these every once in a while. Take a little test and see how in tune you are with this test. It's an 80s test.
Okay. So, were you even born in the 80s, Nick?
I was minus 5 years old.
That's what I thought. And I was doing the math as we were coming on. I'm like, wait a minute.
What?
90s babies are like 30 now.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah, it is gross.
It's so gross.
You should be 37 this year.
I know.
And I hate it.
I was talking to somebody yesterday where they're like, oh my gosh, I graduated college in, I think, 2011. That's like 10 years ago,
get
they
the
said.
I'm
like, you've
got to
be
here.
Kidding me.
Cool.
My
30-year high school reunion is happening soon. I'm just kidding.
Right.
20.
20.
Whatever. Yeah.
I haven't been to one of my reunions.
Neither have I. I hate
92, 2002, 2020, 12, whatever.
So, 20,
so my 30's coming
22
up in 22.
Next year.
Holy balls.
Wait, where's that COVID 20 going?
The COVID.
Yeah. Are you going to go? Are you going to lose the 20? Or?
Well, I'll probably, there's a better chance of me going than losing the 20. We'll just put it that way.
I'm trying.
How are our, like, high school class reunions? Are they fun?
I don't know. I've never been
never
to one.
Never been to
no,
one.
No one
I went
here's
to
been
one.
To one? Okay. Was it fun,
and it
Jill?
Was a 5 year, so it wasn't really even a reunion because we all knew each other pretty
right.
well.
Right.
It wasn't like we missed each other at that point.
I don't talk to a single person I went to high school with.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I do occasionally on Facebook, but like messages.
Like,
you're doing
that now? Cool.
I do on on Facebook, but I guess my parents still live in my hometown, right? So they still see all the same people. I just don't. Yeah, I see them on Facebook. If it wasn't for Facebook, I wouldn't know what anybody's doing.
Yeah, me too.
At all. But then there's some people that aren't on Facebook and nobody knows where they are.
Yeah.
It's like,
do you still exist?
It's like, do you remember so-and-so? Oh my God, where is he? Mm-hmm. I don't know. He moved away and nobody saw him since. So, okay. So these are some things that if you were familiar with from the 80s, or if you're an 80s like teenager,
okay,
you probably grew up doing these things. Okay. That's basically, or most of them. You're familiar with a drive-in movie or going to one?
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what those are?
I have been to one. It's an experience, though. It seems like it could come back.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of did in COVID a little bit.
The pandemic helped with that. We went to like our favorite taco place in Millard, and they had one in their like parking lot.
A movie theater? Wow. Thing?
Yeah, a drive-in.
Oh, that's cool.
They brought out like margaritas and tacos to you.
Is that Lena's?
That's a great idea.
Lena's is bomb. Yeah. Lena Slaps.
Corner Kick.
Corner Kick. Yeah. Every time we go by, they're like, hey, we got to go to Corner Kick. We haven't gone to Corner Kick.
I love that place. You need to pull in. All right, you had candy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have not lived unless you sat in the back of a station wagon smoking, yeah, and blowing candy smoke out the window. Like, how
I'm done with this one, chomp.
Right? No. Thinking back, and you're as parents, you're driving around with your kids pulling heaters in the back seat.
And they tasted like Pepto.
Right? Yes. Yeah, they did. They were like medicine.
Yes.
It probably was just Tums.
I mean, I'm wondering, it had to be the cigarette companies that came out with those.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Feeder candy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Exactly. Played Red Rover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Red Rover. That's a good one. Send Jill right over.
There you go. Yeah, I like that game.
Yeah.
I did. Drank from the garden hose.
Yep.
Still.
Have you ever seen like garden hoses now? They literally have warnings on them if they're safe or not for drinking from.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that nickel or whatever, tasted amazing.
It's what it is. Yeah.
God, it was the best.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
Did you ever get like super thirsty, turn on the hose, and boiling water comes out and squirts you? Because just a thousand.
Because the hose was sitting in the bright sun.
But that's how you know it was really clean.
That's right. Yeah. Right there, super hot.
8 bread and sugar sandwiches.
I saw something about that yesterday.
I posted that.
Yeah, was that you? And I saw the comments. It sounds delicious, but I've never had a bread
just
and sugar
sugar
sandwich.
Though?
It's sugar and butter.
But we like made a little container of sugar and cinnamon.
I had cinnamon toast.
Then you put the butter on and you just sprinkle it on.
Cinnamon toast is great.
Cinnamon toast.
This is the first one. I've no clue. This is a foreign concept.
What? Yeah. It's so good. They were missing out. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the cereal, was made because people made cinnamon toast.
Hmm. Yeah. Yes. Have you ever had cinnamon toast?
Oh, well, cinnamon toast, but like
have you
in
had
a sandwich
rum chata?
Format?
Tastes the same. Yeah.
Tastes exactly the same.
The way it was described, Melissa, hilarious, went into great detail describing how to make the perfect sugar bread. Mm-hmm. And she said best with Wonder Bread, mm-hmm. put a bunch of butter on it, cover it with sugar, mm-hmm. and then put the other piece and then smash it to oblivion. So it's, you know how Wonder Bread smashes up mm-hmm. into a little ball. And there you go.
Yeah.
Just like
that does sound good. Speaking of weird foods, quickly, did you Joseph Benavidez posted his hot dog, his banana hot dog picture the other day?
It destroyed the internet.
It's a banana hot dog.
Just a hot dog bun with a banana and peanut butter on it. It's brilliant. And I had those when I was growing up, and I thought I was
banana,
the only one.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Right, but it's in a bun with a hot dog, and he called it a banana hot dog.
Because it's in a hot dog bun. It's just a piece of bread.
Yeah, it's
the
brilliant.
Same thing.
It's exactly
and
the same thing.
It's easier to consume because it's a tubular object.
People were freaking out about
it. You don't have to cut up the banana.
No, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Doing that from now on.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a real good idea. All right, next one. Said the Pledge of Allegiance in class.
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder, do they still do that? You have kids in high school, Pat.
I don't think they do.
They do not.
Interesting.
Nope. I think that's how you start it every day.
Every day.
Everybody stand up.
Yeah.
Was it just in grade school and elementary?
Yeah, we didn't do it. Yeah. I don't think we did it in... We might have done it in junior high, but not high school.
I think we did in middle school until... South Dakota's 6th to 8th grade in middle school. Hmm. And we did it up until 7th grade. And I think then they were like, no, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. We don't do it anymore then.
Hmm. Yeah. My brother has a friend who, my brother's like 22. And his friend grew up in California. And we were at like an event where it started by the by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And it was the first time she had ever done it growing up. She went to a private school in California and had never stood, didn't know. Foreign concept.
That's crazy.
Wow. It's like singing hymns in church. You're like, what are the words to
this? Right. Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Oh my God. I didn't know there was a test, right? Yeah. Watched American Bandstand.
No.
Mm-mm. I never did that.
I did.
What's Bandstand?
Dick Clark. Dick Clark Productions still exists.
Okay, like the Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, okay. And they used to have a show on Saturdays, and they would highlight new music, like Madonna was on there, Michael Jackson was on there when they were brand new. And they would have them come in and play a song. And then they also would play music, and they'd rate the music danceability and beat, right? And then you have dancers that were hired or allowed to come on. They had to audition. And so you'd always have kids dancing. So they were like high schoolers, college. that were dancing. So you were watching, so you're seeing the latest dances also.
So we call that TikTok now.
And, right, and, right? Yeah, exactly. It is TikTok. And it was the latest fashion and the newest dances with the latest music. And then they would rate the music. And then, yeah.
That just goes to show you that everything, like nothing is original.
Right?
Yeah. Like really.
What is old is new again.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yep. Yeah. It's all recycled.
Yeah. And so it was like MTV, like it was, peak MTV it was like before MTV.
Yeah, it was on Saturday morning. And I don't know when it started. I think it started in the 50s.
It went
to the 80s. I know it did go into the 80s. But yeah, it was on Saturday mornings. And that's about the time I imagine maybe when, but then again, because Dick Clark, Casey Kasem, Wolfman Jack, who else would be a big music person that 70s, 80s? Those were like the big names everybody knew. But about the time MTV started, I think was, I don't know how late Bandstand went. You might look up American Bandstand and see when it ran.
Don't throw that stuff, man.
Get that right now. While you're doing that, I'll go on to the next one. Well, I'll wait for you. Go ahead.
89.
So it did last through the 80s.
Yeah.
So it was just something wasn't on our radar.
Mm-hmm. No.
You got past it. But then you had MTV.
Which started in what, 85?
81 or 82, I think.
I didn't have cable, so I didn't watch MTV.
I remember when cable came to town. It was a big deal.
Yeah, 81. Yeah.
81.
Yeah, MTV.
Okay, so, yeah, I didn't have cable then, but I know it was coming. Mm-hmm. We were excited finally. They got to Ashland.
Yes.
had a blood brother or blood sister.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
No.
It's a really good band.
Yeah. Is that like you like the blood?
Yes.
Like,
and you rub your whole
finger prick, not like slitting your wrist.
Okay. Right. That was an aggressive demonstration.
Like the hangover when he cuts himself at the toast.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. So, exactly. Used a paint by number kit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Recently, like in the last year.
Right. Yeah, I like the marker ones. Now.
Yes, I know. Do you outline the little square and then fill it in, or do you fill it in?
I do like to do that, but also if I'm angry, I'll just you can't.
Outside the
it
lines.
It doesn't go outside the lines.
It does.
That marker just shows up.
Oh, that
in the
one.
Space.
It only shows where it's supposed
so
to.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
Because all you have to do is just back and forth, and it just looks like a nice herring.
It's better than punching someone.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So you paid my number?
No, I bought one recently. I bought a super complicated one. I told myself I was getting into painting, like a productive hobby.
How's that going?
For about like 2 weeks, I was going after it. The thing is, I started on like expert mode, and it was a super complicated paint by number.
Yeah.
And I have not touched it in a couple of weeks, but hopefully I will update you all once it's finished.
Okay. Please, I can't wait to see the final. Yeah. I have a couple. It took like 6 months to get here when COVID started, and it came from China.
Yeah.
And finally, the boat docked, and I finally got it. Yeah. And by then, it had worn off. And so I didn't care.
Like, I don't know.
I wasn't into it. I wanted it, right? And then when I wanted it, the funny part, I went to a couple of like Hobby Lobby or Michaels or whatever, and they were all gone.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Everybody was buying those.
Because everyone bored
out of their minds.
Sitting at home. Yeah. I need something to do. So I still have them, but I did lay them out on the table and put stuff on them to get them to go flat. So they're flat. They're on my desk, just sitting there at home.
They're fun.
I may still go back and grab them. Rode in the back of a pickup truck.
Yep.
For sure did that. Yeah.
For sure did that. Collected S&H green stamps.
What the hell is that?
It's a long time. I don't remember collecting them. My grandma did. We talked about this like five episodes ago.
We did. Yeah. We did. Yeah. Grandma collected them.
It was like the Hy-Vee Rewards app you have now, but it was an actual book and you got stamps from the grocery store and filled out pages and then got discounts or tickets.
Yeah. And you go to the S&H store
and
you could turn them in, force thing. It was almost like going to, what's the name of, the gaming place, Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's. Mm-hmm. Could you get tickets and then you go turn them in for something?
Yeah.
It was the grandma version of that.
Yeah. Yep.
Drank Tang.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Drank Tang, definitely.
What did it look like back in the day? Oh my gosh!
Don't say that around Clay Anderson, because Tang was born out of the out of NASA.
Yes,
really?
Yeah, that's what astronauts used to drink. And now just fat kids in rural areas.
Well, and I don't know what it looked like originally, but now it comes in that like plastic container with the screw top,
with the measuring thing to fill it. That's super helpful.
Yeah.
Just oh my God!
Pour good water deal. In the container, right?
just syrup, Tang syrup.
Oh my God! Played tetherball.
Yes.
I love tetherball.
Oh, so did I.
Yes, I did too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Shopped at the Five and Dime or Ben Franklin's.
Either one of those specific.
We had a Ben Franklin's in Ashland.
Yeah, I never
did. The dime store is what they called it. Just called the dime
now
store.
Now it's Dollar General.
Yeah. Now you had the dollar store, right? Yeah. It was the dime store growing up. Yeah. See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Yeah. Made Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. Is really that the over the like stove top? Okay.
Have you ever seen Scream? I think it got popular again after that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I bet so. Read Highlights magazine as a kid.
All the time.
Yeah.
I miss
Dude,
that.
Couldn't you? Nope. Wasn't that like the Pizza Hut reward, like book it? Like you could get Highlight magazine for reading so many books.
Yep.
What was in Highlight?
Just fun
Bunch
stuff.
Bunch of crap.
There was always like this hidden object.
Random
like,
hidden objects.
Like there was like a tree or whatever, and they'd hide like toasters and stuff in this tree, and you have to find these hidden objects.
Like Where's Waldo type of
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And there were also the ones, what were they called? And you had the pen. And it would write, it was invisible ink.
Oh, yeah.
To find the answers to things.
Fidgets or what?
I do not think that's what it's called.
What were those called?
I don't remember what those called. I remember getting them, like, if we were driving a distance.
Picture pages? Was that picture pages?
That sounds right.
Picture pages. Da, 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 picture pages.
Oh, my God. Do you know what that made me think of? Light, bright, making
things. Oh, I loved my Light Bright.
Have you seen a Light Bright lately?
No.
They're so cheap and they're just all plastic and a little thing.
Plastic little peg.
It is, but they don't fit like in the hole. Like it's just, if you move it, half your fire truck falls out. Like it's just not good.
Have you seen Light Bright?
No.
Google that.
Okay. You probably seen it.
I was obsessed with my Light Bright.
They're so fun.
I loved it. Absolutely loved
it. It was my nightlight,
right? Yeah. And it's like, I need more black paper.
Did you ever have a
little... okay. Yeah, yeah. I've seen these where you put the peg in the... Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Did you guys
yes.
have one of those spiralizer things?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Spirograph.
Like spirograph. And you... Oh. Did, I loved that thing,
Did you? What about... What was that little oven that... My first
John
oven?
Bright.
My first stove?
First, yeah. And...
Light... Not Light Bright. Was that a little My First Stove called or oven? What?
When you Google Light.
Easy Bake.
Easy Bake. Oven.
That was literally just a light bulb.
It was.
It was like a light bulb. And you just put the stuff.
Sensi that made food.
Yeah, yes, right. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's like exactly what I have in my office with like Hawaiian stuff in it to make it smell good.
Except you made like blueberry muffins.
Put cookie dough in there. 2 days later, it'll be a half-ass cookie.
Crazy.
When you Google Light Bright, one of the pictures is someone making an inappropriate image with the Light Bright.
Oh, so, yeah. That's
definitely that's a good one. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Just Dong Bright.
Fine. That's wow. Yeah. All right, moving on. Wore hand-sewn clothes.
No. Yes.
I did. Yeah.
My grandma has a whole entire box still of all of the crap she made me.
Isn't it incredible what they could do? My mom made all of my dad's shirts because he liked a specific style and he didn't like long sleeves. He liked short sleeves. It was just like so she
That's
made all the shirts.
That's come back now. Like a lot of people are trying to learn how
COVID.
To sew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
So does like a if you use a machine, does that still count as?
Oh yeah,
okay, yeah. My mom actually still sews. She was a home ec teacher, so like taught sewing. Yeah.
That's
like
a super impressive skill to me that you
it
can
is.
Make clothing.
Yeah,
it's going to the store to get patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
I remember that and picking out, you know, the style that you wanted or looking through the magazine to find something that you wanted them to make you.
Yeah,
remember that one as a kid? Yes, ate veggies straight from the garden.
Yes,
absolutely. Yep. Made a cootie catcher.
What?
A cootie catcher.
I feel like I don't want to Google that one.
Well, actually, it's safe.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead
cooties
and do it.
Cooties is what you get from the opposite sex. Boys have cooties, girls have cooties.
And what would catch cooties?
But a cootie catcher
is actually
the
paper.
It's the paper thing.
I didn't know that was called a cootie catcher.
Oh. Everybody knew it.
Make sure you spell that right.
Yeah. T-C-O-O-T-I-E?
Yes. Okay. It could take you down a dark path.
Goodness.
Yeah, I thought that was
the little like.
Yeah, but I never heard that called a cootie catcher because there was always like little things written in there and it would tell you who you were going to marry and how many kids you were going to have and all that
stuff. That's what, maybe that's what
None
it, why
of
it was
those were ever accurate
not
ever
look back
they never
close,
followed
totally
through
totally lied to us but I think that might be where the cootie catcher comes in because it was gonna that's who you're gonna marry
right
that's who you're gonna catch right gotcha. Maybe that's it
that makes sense okay
all right so and then the last one on this is and I never did this put playing cards in your bike spokes
yes
I put baseball cards in my bike.
Well, that counts. Yeah. That counts.
Or a can. You could put cans in there.
A can?
Make it like brap, brap.
How's that? Brap, brap?
Brap, brap.
Brap, brap. I did not because I was on gravel and then a highway.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I did not get to ride the bike.
Yeah.
So,
well, they also had those like plastic like things that you could put around the spokes instead of cards. Mm-hmm. They started selling those.
Oh, they did?
Made the same kind of sound.
Oh, you and your sound effects. Brap, brap, ding, ding.
Did you look okay? So all good?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I know what a cootie catcher is.
That's good. Sure.
That's the last thing on my screen.
Nothing else you're learning.
We could make one after this.
Do you know how to make one of those?
Well, there's instructions.
Please do.
Can you make us a cootie catcher?
Arts and crafts with Nerd App Media.
Yeah. What would we put on the cootie catcher? What would be like some of the things?
What we're going to have for lunch. Let's have a food one.
Yeah. Oh,
How many minutes are we going to eat and what we're going to eat?
Yeah.
4 minutes and tacos.
Where? You could put Braunschweiger on there.
Braunschweiger, yes.
How many different things do you need? Four?
Is it eight? Because each, it's four.
You've got the four flaps and then you can flip up the flap and there's one underneath it, I think.
So let's put
you're going to eat.
Let's do the food that nobody wants. Like, let's put Braunschweiger. You like stupid sardines.
Yeah.
So let's do Braunschweiger, sardines, like all the foods that were like sketchy, and we'll have it. It'll say who's going to eat it in how many days, and then they open it up and they find out what they have to try.
Who's going to eat it, what it is, and how many days.
Because there's four of us and there's four.
We'll do that. We'll fill in the blanks.
Think of some gross stuff.
Yeah, like,
like sardines?
Sardines, freaking
really?
Disgusting.
They're really good.
You like sardines, Nick?
I'm not very picky when it comes to food, so I would eat them. I wouldn't like buy them.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I have like six cans of them in my in my pantry.
So disgusting.
Right now. Love them.
They're good. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, that was fun.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So that was our little 80s test. You guys did good.
Well, thank
you. And you learned some things.
I did. Yes.
What's your big takeaway, Nick? Because you're the youngest.
That it was called a cootie catcher.
Saved it for last.
And that'll be the title of today's podcast.
It was called a cootie catcher. Thanks for listening.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.